The MCAT Podcast, session number 47. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles that you'll face as a pre-med, and we are here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Now, last week, if you were here for us last week, which I hope you were, we had a grab bag of discrete questions that we covered. This week, we're going to do more of the same, and next week as well. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Brian, back for another grab bag of science for the MCAT. Again, for you listening, if you want to follow along, go to the MCATpodcast.com/47, and you can download the handout that we're looking at right now. So I want to read this first one, question 44, because it has some words that I know in it. I don't think I'm going to get it right, but I know the words in it. So sure. Question 44, each of the following structures are derived from the mesoderm, except A, kidneys, B, spinal cord, C, triceps, or D, circulatory system.
Mm-hmm. Mesoderm.
Yeah, all the way back to, I can't even think of the right term for this part in anatomy. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well,
embryological development.
Yeah, that's what they called it when I was in med school. And the class I took as an undergrad, they called vertebrate morphogenesis because they had to be all fancy about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I were to guess, I mean, three of them are kind of similar. So if we play that, which one of these is not like the other game? Mm-hmm. Kidney, spinal cord, circulatory system, those are all kind of central and very important things. And then there's tricep, which is kind of the random one thrown in. So that's what I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Ryan, it's the logic that you brought to bear there was a close but no cigar. unfortunately, it's just the kind of entirely seemingly random nature of a lot of anatomy that logic often doesn't quite seem to plug in the way we'd like. So the standout here is actually the spinal cord, because the brain and spinal cord and nerves are all derived from ectoderm. Along with, you know, things like the skin and the hair and the lens of the eye and so on. So mesoderm, the way I remember mesoderm, the mnemonic I use for it is the mesoderm is the movoderm. You know, M for meso, M for move. And the way I think about it is, okay, so first of all, the movoderm controls how you move your body around, bone, muscle, cartilage, and so on. Mm-hmm. Next, the movoderm controls how you move things inside of you, circulatory system. And again, you think about the blood vessels, right? What are they? They're just muscular tubes. Mm-hmm. So there's your muscle again, right? Kind of plugs back into that idea of muscle. And then finally, the movoderm is so good that it doesn't just move your body around or move things around inside your body. The movoderm also gives you the motivation to move. And, you know, frankly, if my lazy butt is sitting there on the couch on any random Sunday, and why am I going to get up off the couch to move? Well, either because I have to pee or because my gonads told me to. So the mesoderm, it gives you the kidneys, the excretory system, as well as the reproductive, gives you the gonads.
Nice. I like that. That's an easy, easy way to remember. The movoderm.
Movoderm, yep. Endoderm, right? Endo means inside. So if you're ever like, oh, it's an internal organ and I don't know, just guess endoderm. Liver, I don't know. Endoderm, spleen, I don't know. Endoderm, like you lungs, I don't know. Endoderm, right? If you're not sure and it's an internal organ, just guess endoderm.
Yeah.
And then ectoderm, stuff on the outside, right? Skin, hair, eyes. And by the way, brains.
And by the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like it. Those are easy.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at, let's switch it up, go to chemistry.
Yeah.
Which of the following compounds would not be useful as an antacid? A, MgOH2. B, ALOH3. C, C2H5OH, or D, CaCO3. not an antacid. Ryan, what do you think?
I'm going to go with my lucky, if I don't know, choose C, C2H5OH, because it doesn't look like the rest.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny you say that it doesn't look like the rest because it has an OH.
Yeah, but different.
Yeah, it's different. So the common mistake might be to pick answer choice D, calcium carbonate, CaCO3, and go, well, it's the only one that doesn't have an OH, and I remember that OH is bases, so I'm going to say choices A, B, and C are all bases, and D is not. But in fact, answer choice C, C2H5OH, that's just ethanol, good old drinking alcohol. So it's not a base at all. That OH is not an OH minus that can break off. In fact, it has a basically neutral or ever so slightly acidic pH. Whereas magnesium hydroxide, aluminum hydroxide, those are going to release an OH that could counter an acid. They could be an antacid. And calcium carbonate, that's literally Tums. I mean, the actual, medical antacid we've all eaten at some point is calcium carbonate.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I got there one, finally.
There you go. All right, you want to give us number 46?
Yeah, 46. Three individuals, one from a large urban center in Canada, one from a remote rural village in Bulgaria, and one from a tribe in the Brazilian jungle, are presented with the following stimuli. Which of them is most likely to be interpreted the same way by all three individuals? A, hunched body posture and upright body posture. B, a facial grimace and a smile. C, a long, loud sigh. Or D, a shout of a vulgar word in a romance language. So this one, to me, seems pretty straightforward. And I would go with the facial stuff, because facial expressions is like, that's how we communicate non-verbally. So facial grimace and a smile.
Yeah, there you go, Ryan. There are the classic universal emotions that are expressed on our faces the same way. I mean, as far as we know, everywhere. You know, they're just kind of hardwired into what it means to be a human brain with a face in front of it. happy, sad, surprised, disgusted. Right? There are these things that are the same everywhere. So the facial expressions, absolutely. So there you go, 2 for 3. Not bad today.
I'll take it. Any big takeaways here from today's scintillating episode?
Absolutely. I just want to go back to that mnemonic we had for number 44 about the Mouvoterm. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about mnemonics before, and it's always important for the little story that I told about the Mouvoterm. Moves your body, moves the stuff inside you, gives you the motivation to move. It's always important for those mnemonics to be something that kind of you connect with personally, or the way I did it, tells a little story. Remember, mnemonics aren't just random strings of letters, right? Take the time and effort to build your own meaningful mnemonics, and they will serve you well on test day.
All right, there you have it. Some more grab bag discrete questions. Again, go to themcappodcast.com/47 to download the actual handout for this episode. I hope you got something useful out of this episode. If you are struggling with your MCAT prep, if you are deciding what to do for your MCAT prep, I highly recommend you go check out Next Step Test Prep for your MCAT prep needs. They have 10 full-length exams. They have a brand new MCAT course that includes 100 plus hours of video plus. So it's kind of a do-it-yourself paced course, but you also get access to live office hours 5 days a week, which is unheard of. So go check out Next Step Test Prep and use the promo code MCATPOD, that's all capital letters, MCATPOD, go to nextstepmcat.com. Hope you have a great week. Don't forget to check us out next week here at the MCAT Podcast. If you do not subscribe to this podcast, if you're just listening to this on the website, on whatever, go subscribe to this. You'll get it every week for free. Go to medicalschoolhq.net/how-to-subscribe. We'll show you how to subscribe to this podcast. Have a great week. We'll see you next time here at the MCAT Podcast.